5 o'clock, so I'm going to call the Kootuat Fire District Prudential Committee meeting of April 25th, 2016 to order. Can we have introductions, starting with the treasurer?
Michael Daly, treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Egan, clerk.
Thank you. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. All right. On to the 2016 warrant.
The clerk has a draft, and I have a new version of what we have been working on. So I think if we work the two documents,
okay,
one to the next, we can solidify the warrant.
We have to make our recommendations tonight, is that correct?
No, you just have to get a warrant done tonight.
Okay.
So Charlie can get a warrant in process to post. So unless you do your recommendations in the warrant, is that what they do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we may need to do some recommendations at the district meeting.
Okay.
So let's take Article 3. 1 and 2 are the standard ones, Charlie. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair statement? 1 and 2. And 2 is impacted when we get into Article 4. So we're kind of Article 1 is the reports. That's all set to go. Article 2, as long as you're not going to recommend any raises, is good to go. Raises for elected officials.
No.
Okay? 2 seems to be a
labor of love.
Good to go. You're telling me. All right. Article 3, nothing's changed in the work paper we're working with tonight. I think you pretty much had agreed you were safe going down to 30,000 from the previous.
Correct.
So Article 3 seems to be in order. It's raise and appropriate. It will be the motion, but it allows the versatility of a motion the way it's written, so that's fine. Let's go inside into page 4 for Article 4. And at the very top, we just agreed there were going to be no changes to that very top line item. Now, the next one we had discussed, but you haven't actually acted on, has added to it a maximum of $40,000 for salaries for a Treasury official. Okay? So if you're good with that, then that's going to flow down into the total you're going to recommend and vote for this article. We're pretty good down to the Treasury Services line, and that basically has 40 hours of training in it so that we can give you transition. That's what we had said we'd do. If you want that, you leave it. If you don't want that, you can back that out. Our contract requires us to close the books for this year, which means basically once the departments encumber, we'll button everything up, prepare the financial statements, and turn them over to you guys.
Mike, can you just back up what you were talking about, the $40,000 for treasurer? You know, tell me a little bit more about that. I guess I didn't understand that.
Well, if you're going to hire a person
to
be your treasurer,
then
that line has to have salaries in it.
Okay, which line are you talking about? I missed that.
The salary and wages treasury.
Oh, okay. Good. 66?
The one in yellow.
Okay.
Right. So the yellow ones are the ones that we need to kind of hash through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's a change that's going to move it from a service up to a salary, leave a little bit behind for some crossover services. We hadn't really finalized the website. We talked about it last time. It's basically level funded at the contract amount that exists. So So you're okay with that?
Yeah, I think we need to do that.
Okay, good. And then I think we're good down to the insurance. And I'm still chasing insurance. At this point, the numbers in there are my best estimates. And the quotes are coming from multiple sources, and I'm also endeavoring to get a single source quote for everything. I'm curious, after we adjourn, if we could talk for a second, because I'm curious what you have from the work you did last year in hand that can minimize what I'm going to do on this, okay? The general property and liability is modestly being increased by the carrier. That's most of the property and casualty. The other piece of the property and casualty is this building is insured in a separate policy.
Right.
I'm trying to, they will quote us at least to bring it in onto the policy where everything else is. And I'm still waiting for a quote for the renewal for that policy. So because the carriers are all quoting me in P&C total, I just dropped the total in there. The vehicles are included in that 94.7. All of the big carriers' coverage is included, their estimate, and a reasonable increase on the cost for this building, which I would think that if we could get it combined would actually come down, not go up. So that's how we get to that number, and I think we'd be fine if we went forward with that number. I wish I had more in hand. Vehicles has just been commingled in that line for this presentation. Workers' comp is also provided for everyone in the district except the firefighters and actually the fire commissioners, for some reason, have this accident and sickness coverage as well, which we'll talk about at some point as we go through renewal. But that policy has had a basically no deductible, and it's been hammered very aggressively this year. The carrier no longer wants to write the policy the way it's been written. So they will quote us with a deductible, which I've incorporated here. So with the deductible change comes a premium reduction. The workers' comp, I'm still waiting for a quote from the same person who insures this building. So I've modestly adjusted the price of the workers' comp for this year and put it in that estimate. And I've put in the estimate that they gave us for the premium for the sickness and accident. Now, it seems kind of silly that because you have a bad claims experience, you have a budget reduction.
Right.
But in reality, you do. Because you carry in your fire budget 100% of the cost of the missing, injured, sick employees, the insurance doesn't fuel your budget. The insurance is unbudgeted revenue into the income statement during the course of the year. So at the end of the year, any recoveries that the district receives flow down into fund balance and in effect push up the free cash. So what's going to happen is you're going to have a lower cost of insurance. If there's no claims, that's fine. No change, because you don't have any increased cost of expense. You should have a turnback of overtime from the fire budget. If you do have claims, your overtime is going to deal with the cost of that, and your deductible is going to kick in, and you may not get any recoveries at all. You may have folks get hurt, but not have a reach. I think that what we're going to find in the renewal proposal is going to be a $5,000 deductible and a 4-week ownership. So the claim would kick in day one of the fifth week, like day 29. And I'll solidify this as the renewals go, but for the budgeting purposes, we have the number that they're going to give us. I don't think we can go better shopping and find a better coverage. In fact, this carrier has both districts, I Treasury, and I think they're a good provider. It's unfortunate that the claims have driven the change, but I think you're just going to be picking up some self-insurance is really all you're going to be doing, which may have an advantage financially if the, given the probability of claims going down, given the high activity that occurred this year, is probably the best year to be self-insuring is the post-high claims year. So that's what's happening there. I think we're good. If we vote this budget with these numbers in it, I think we'll be fine. There may be modest changes when it actually all shakes down, but I think we've got enough in there to cover us. Unemployment we took down without having any experience there. Payroll taxes is good. So I think that brings us to that budget, which is now down by about 8.25% for fiscal 17 off of fiscal 16. So I think the number we have here, Charlie, would be what goes in there, and page 5 spreads it into the motion for you. Page 5 of my worksheet would spread it into the motion. 327.75. 75.8. See the changes on page. This changed since the last version was issued. Okay, so your draft Article 4 needs to say what's now on page this 5 of 15. All right, so we're going to change 75.8 to 75.850 for salary and wages. 291.625 is going to be 244.925. Everybody understand what we're doing here? Okay. Article 4, you good, Charlie?
Yep.
Good, okay. Now, Article 5, as you turn to page 6 of the spreadsheet, has a yellow placeholder. It's just called contract negotiations for the time being. We need to insert a number into this budget that correlates with the third year expenses associated with the negotiations that have been agreed to. And until the call came in, we were working on this. I believe the numbers are close, but I don't have the numbers tonight. All right. So we can drop these numbers in tomorrow and get them to Charlie, or we can just put an article in the warrant to see if the district will vote a sum of money.
Yeah.
Okay. And until we get a final fire budget requested. So the call is yours and the clerk's. It's really up to you. The motion is all framed up with the pieces. The article is actually the way it's written. So we can just change it to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate, transfer and appropriate a sum of money. And then the motion would have this part in it.
Okay. I have no problem with doing it that way. We've done it that way many times in the past.
It's your warrant. It's certainly doable. And then the recommendation would be made at district meeting.
Yeah.
Okay?
I think that's fine.
Okay. So you good with that, Charlie?
Yep.
All right. So as soon as we get this, we'll circulate a version 5, and we'll get this article up to date, and we'll get you that data. All right. Article 6 and 7 should be okay, Charlie, because nothing's changed. The $50,000, and it's got transfer, and we're going to do a free cash transfer, so that one's good to go. Everybody's good with that article. And Article 7, $26,000, you raise an appropriate, transfer an appropriate, and we're going to use free cash, so that article is good to go. Okay. Article 8 is water, and that's not changed, so Article 8, we just need to see if it puts to page 9. The maintenance, let's see, salary is 301,593. 26 for the service connections, 268,650, and a total appropriation of $596,243. So that one's good to go. Okay? Everybody's good with Article 8?
So I have a question. I forgot what you told us were the percentage raises that they gave. Do you remember?
They're right there, page 8 of your spreadsheet. Each line is showing its own performance change. So you have a 4% on the first line, about a 3% on the second line, and a little over 5% on the third line, and about 1.75%, almost 2% on the overtime.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have any justification on the line item for the office manager, the raise of 5.1%?
No, the chairman didn't get into it the night he was here. You do not have a pay and classification schedule for what I would call non-aligned employees. You have a bargaining unit that has a pay and classification schedule that's being altered through negotiations. Everybody else has no range. If the position were in a bargaining unit or a pay and classification plan, generally years 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6, 10 in teaching unions is a step raise.
Yep.
And a COLA.
Yep.
The individual's been on the job, I want to say, this is the second year. It would have started July 1 a year ago, and now this is July 1. So almost the end of 2 years. And so I would say there's some kind of step logic and cost of living in that. But, you know, you could ask the commissioner.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see some justification for that, yeah. And, you know.
Okay. Now, you can approve this article the way it's written. Article 8 and presented in here, or you could do the same thing. You can do a sum of money and recommendation to be made at district meeting. If you recommend it at the higher level and you want to amend, you make the motion in effect, so you can bring a motion to the floor that wouldn't necessarily have the same amount. The reason we're sort of trying to be important about the numbers is district meeting can't go above what's in there. So you got to make sure you're high enough, and the commissioners requested that number. So if you put that in and you want to move a lower amount to the floor, then the debate can be to push up your lower amount if you want to do it that way. If you think that if you don't get an adequate explanation, I guess would be your alternative.
Yeah, that looks like a large percentage, but it's not.
Yeah, we heard that the last time, too.
Yeah.
Little dollars doesn't matter. You know, it's the percentage is still the percentage. It's a little dollars thing.
But, you know, that's more than anybody else in the district will be getting, including
much
the firefighters.
Except those that are getting steps because of their early entry-level status, you know. And that's why I'm used to seeing that in the early steps of municipal employees, so it doesn't jump off at me as much. You also have some new lower-level employees, so I would have expected that the labor force would have gone up more than it did because...
I think these are tied to their certificate. You know,
could be. But so they may have some... But I would think there'd be steps and COLAs for those folks as well, you know? So I would have expected to see it hopping up a little bit more. But again, you have the time to spend with the commissioners. You can do another workshop meeting if you want between now and then. You need to sort of get your ducks in order as to who's making what motions and what your final motions are going to be by the end of your next meeting because it's just before the district meeting. So you've got time to work through what your recommendations are going to be. What you're really doing here is putting in the warrant what the upside limits of what you're allowing onto the warrant are, in my mind. But anyway, that Article 8 is as printed. If you're good, Charlie's good. If not, we need to change it.
Well, I think historically the water commission has always given higher raises than the fire department has negotiated. But also the fire department gets a lot of perks that the water department doesn't have.
So are we putting the article forward like this, or?
That's just my comment.
I think I'd like to speak with the water commissioners again about it.
So you want to go with the sum of money, or do you want to go with these numbers and then work from that? That's the point.
Then we go with these numbers and work from that, because we can go down.
Mm-hmm. We can go down. That's the point. So you need to vote amongst yourselves. You're voting these articles onto the warrant.
So do we need a motion to change
Well, as
that?
Long as it's going to be as written, we're going to tell Charlie yes. If you've got consensus, you don't need to take votes at my world.
Okay.
Yeah, as written.
Okay.
As written.
Be good, Charlie. Article 8 step. Motion to follow.
Yep. Maybe.
Article 9. Article 9 is the new public buildings article. It's been that way now for a couple of years. It's down about 20%, 21%. Some of it's due to the fact that the insurance is wound out, but repairs are down, heating's down. I mean, you've sort of hammered this place into much better shape. This also has to handle anything that goes forward on High Street. But this budget's in pretty good shape. The chairman did get me to an email, and we've moved up Article 11 to 25. So Charlie got that. The 5 is still Article 10, and the budget is still 18,985 as presented at the last meeting. And there's no yellow on here. I didn't think you wanted to change anything. So I think these three articles, 9, 10, and 11, are good as in the book and as written in the warrant. 9, 10, and 11. Okay?
I think the only the problem we might have is if we have another huge snowy winter.
Because
I expect that whoever we get to plow next may it'd be more expensive than the previous.
And you've got cushion and you've got a reserve fund. So snow and ice is a traditional challenge to governments, and that's what reserve funds are good for. So if you're okay, we'll sort of bless 9, 10, and 11 in this draft.
Just a question. My understanding is if you go over in a snow budget, you can carry that over into the next fiscal year.
We don't have a snow
budget. You don't have that?
We're not a city. Or town. City and town, yes. They can deficit spend with a vote of the finance committee and in the cities, the council, and the board of selectmen in the town and the finance committee. So, and then you have to deal with it. It either goes on your next year's tax levy or you backfill it from available funds in the current year. So we don't have that privilege.
Okay.
We don't technically have a snow and ice. We've got a grounds maintenance. And bring the volunteers and the shovels.
Yeah.
12. 12 is the streetlights. And I believe that you're all good with. It's down again, another almost 25%. And the warrant article reconciles to our budget books. I think we're all set with that one. And 13, same thing. We debated and voted the library recommended amount. We're going to put that in the article. So 13 ties back to the budget book on Article 13. 14, I haven't touched 14 in the two interim versions since our last version, but we have finally had our USDA application be accepted by the federal government, which means that we're going to get something. They have made the engineers rewrite several sections of the application. We have fought to bloody stubs with the Duns people to get a Dun and Bradstreet number that works in the federal system. And as of this week, we have been told by the feds we're in. The application is done. So now it's just a matter of how long it takes them to tell us what they're going to do for us.
Any estimate? They give you any estimate as when?
Well, I exchanged conversation. No, we don't ask them for things like that. That's just crazy. The engineer and I exchanged emails today, and we've kind of agreed that 3 weeks seems like it may be a reasonable time frame. The reason I'm bringing it up is because this work paper that we're looking at on page 13, that is Article 14, is built on a lot of assumptions that are tied to that. I also have, I know that the land trust hasn't bothered you, they haven't bothered me, they self-funded, and I'm sure they would love to get the closing done. We did do our own internal authority for that, and then we also did most of the free cash left on the tanks. The tanks, just because of the mild winter, the tank has moved faster than the cash flow had estimated. I have a bill that we need to pay, and so I'm going to have to pay that. And so I'm optimistic that as soon as the feds say go, we can get some money and get everything squared away. This is the best budget I can put together with the estimates right now. I think it's a fair and reasonable budget. And when you issue debt, you can usually make it work with what you have to work with in the first year, either by making it go longer or shorter or faster or slower. Some of them are fixed, which is fine. But I have loaded up the debt budget. It's up 42.5%, which is driving the levy this year, but I think it's fair and reasonable, and it assumes a considerable amount of federal grant money to about $500,000, and we end up issuing about a $2 million loan. So we'll see what happens. We'll use this. The alternative, again, would have been to do a sum of money article and let it mature a little bit more and then make the recommendation at the district meeting. I think it's fine. So I'd say we just go with this and hope that we don't spend that much money next year.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, Charlie, let's see. We're good with Article 14 as printed in the draft warrant. And maybe by the district meeting we can announce a grant loan.
That'd be nice.
Okay, I didn't give you a new budget work paper because nothing's changed. This budget is still the same as last week, and it's going to be a combination of funding sources, both to raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate this sum. The sum is correct, and we'll be doing both raising and appropriating and transferring and appropriating, so that one's all set. And then $25,000 to raise and appropriate and a transfer, and we're going to use free cash, so that's good to go there, the way Article 16 is written. Article 17, you all got a copy of, Charlie, looks good. This is a housekeeping article. We talked about it a little bit, so now you're getting a first peek at it. We're going to go to district meeting and ask them to rescind actions taken under Article 19 of the 2014 annual meeting and Article 1 of the January 15 special meeting to revoke the portion of the debt authority that we're not going to use. So that's pretty straightforward. Article 18, we've kind of got the same problem for the next two that I had for the article in the annual warrant. Article 18 is the fire department salary and wages for the retro. And I would note, and you can see on the cover page of the spreadsheet, actually, the interior. Article 17, 18, and 19 are fiscal 16 actions for this district meeting. We can do actions at any meeting for any fiscal year. And the only thing we can't do at this district meeting relative to 16 is tax, because the tax rate's been set. Everything that's voted in 16 has to have an available funding source. So Article 17 doesn't require any funding. It's just a rescinding of debt. Article 18 is going to be a transfer from free cash, the sum of something, to the fiscal 16, to the second set right after fiscal 16. I may have given you bad language, Charlie. Fiscal 16, strike to the. So we're going to the fiscal 16 fire department salary and wages budget to pay for the fiscal year 15 and fiscal year 16 payroll costs associated with the three-year contract negotiated with the firefighters union. So as we had discussed previously, the statute prohibits funding of contracts back further than the beginning of the prior fiscal year. So this article is in order. It's lawful. It puts in the current year's budget the funds necessary to pay for the costs associated with last year's contract and the current year's contract. And come June 30, all of that's behind the district. The article that we just talked about, Article 4, was the amount that's going to be costing associated with 17. So we're going to amend the 17. We're going to amend 16 here. I'm going to use free cash to pay that amount. And then Article 19, and the chief was still maturing that number when he left on the call, to see if the district will vote in fiscal 16 to transfer some sum of money from the remaining balance in Article 7 of last May's annual district meeting. That truck has come in under budget. It's stabilization fund money, and I'd like to get as much of it back into stabilization at this meeting. If nothing else, for window dressing the balance sheet at the end of the year, the stabilization fund will be a little bit higher. And they were working on that number as of today as well. So is that okay, Charlie, the way it's printed with the $0? Or I think we should put to transfer a sum of money.
Money for both of those?
Yeah, because we don't have a hard figure to drop in. So where the dollar sign 0060.00 is in Article 18, just put in a sum of money.
Okay.
And where it says dollar sign 00,000.00, put in a sum of money. And the chief will get those to the board and will probably either at your next meeting or you can schedule another workshop meeting to button this all up. It probably would be good to get it done before the Village Association meeting, because
right,
they were expecting us to show up with pretty solid numbers, right? So I'm not sure what that, I don't have that date in my head, but
17th.
Okay, so we may want to do a meeting prior to that meeting, because I know these numbers will be ready in the next 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
Certainly early next week. All right, so that is 19, and that completes.
I just have a technical question going back to 17. Is it really necessary to rescind an amount where we spent less than what was authorized?
It's not. You have a stain on your balance sheet. Your legislative body has voted to authorize debt. Until the legislative body votes to disallow that authority, it just sits there.
Okay.
So we have accounts called loans authorized and loans authorized and unissued on our balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of our long-term indebtedness presentation. So it says to the investment community, anytime we can put this debt on the street.
Okay. Yeah.
When I get the legislative body to vote it, I take it off the balance sheet, it's gone.
Gone. Okay. Thank you.
It's a very important transaction that we must do. So that ties out my schedule through 19. The rest I would defer to the board and the clerk. So I'm checking out at this point. I'll let you guys work down the rest of this warrant.
We gave the bylaw committee
the authority to do it years ago. I don't know if that's ever been changed. So it's been safe enough, so we'll put them in under the Prudential Committee. And I'll type up the pass out sheet to present the bylaws so that it'll be a little bit clearer than it has been in the past.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, the problem with this is it doesn't tell you what it was.
Right. Can I make a suggestion, even though I checked out? I think it should say to see if the district will vote to delete Article 5, Section 6
of
the Kituwa bylaws.
The Kituwa by district.
In its entirety. All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to tell Charlie after the meeting.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on your fingers. I know.
Yeah. I know.
So they're all good?
Yeah.
They're the way you guys voted them and so forth. All right. Then I would say you've pretty much got a working draft anyway, and if you want to float it tomorrow and send me a copy, or tonight if you go home and stay up late. Whenever, I'll look at it. I'm around the office tomorrow.
Okay.
And as soon as I get the chief's numbers, I'll boil up another iteration and circulate that to the board. I did want to just spend a little bit of time on page 2 of this worksheet before you finish up the warrant. As it sits right now, the only thing we have to do is drop in that salary adjustment in Article 4 for the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at what's going on the revenue side, which is page 2 of the warrant schedule, the funding from free cash won't affect the levy. So the levy is up just under 1% at this very point in time with this warrant as we just built it, missing one item. So once that drops in, the next time you see this, you'll see your levy impact, I think, pretty close. Because anything that changes on the floor isn't going to really amount to much, I can't imagine. So right now we're under 1% increase in the levy. We're just waiting on that last number. Okay?
So do you think that's going to take it over 2.5?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's going to take it over.
Like 4, 5?
I can drop some numbers in if you want, but I'm seeing some of the preliminary numbers, and I think we had a good budget. We'll see how we may go. But it's what it is, so everything else is pretty tight.
Well, the 2 years retro, it's quite a bit.
Yeah, and you're really funding that out of free cash.
Yeah.
So you're technically should have reserved the 16. 15 closed down the fund equity. 17 has got the load of the 3 years worth, though. So whatever it is in year one, it's double in year two, and it's triple in year three. And year three is the one we have to add in here.
Yeah.
So if you have numbers in your head by year, then triple it, and there you go. So
do
we've
we
got
any,
a warrant.
We'll do we have any kind of schedule as to what the servicing or the debt is going to be like for like the next 5 years? An estimate of that?
Yes.
What page is that?
I didn't present it. I've got to range the line down. I usually range it down because I present it on. It'll be on page 13. It's down below, but I just didn't arrange it for this print. But I can show you what's general government and what's waterworks. I just broke it out by department for the presentation. Because it's so fictitious, it really, to build a schedule is, right? So basically High Street property is the general government cost you see on page 13. And everything else is the waterworks.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it probably will, the way we fund on the federal level, it's a longer term, so it's not as impactive. It spreads the burden out over, makes it more equitable across a greater burden of taxpayers. So I've used 30 years, but that's why I said earlier, I think they will give us 40 years. So we may take that, and that'll soften that up. That's why I say the number I've presented here is a soft number. I don't know. I think it's high enough to be confident for what you're going to need, and I'd like to try to beat it down. So I don't think I did a detailed schedule. I have it down below, but I don't think it's matured. I'll mature it for your next meeting. But you've got what you need to know right there.
Yeah, because I mean,
I know what you're talking about.
Because at the municipal level, I've just becoming familiar with it, the fact that actually pay principal down each year.
Yes.
Part, you know, rather than getting a note or a bond that just gets all paid at the end when it matures.
No. Every bond we sell has a year. Every year we're scandal. Paying off. It's a bond we sell is a combination of multiple bonds within a bond.
Mm-hmm.
So if we sell $1 million bond in 10 years, we pay it down $1 million a year. We sell one-year bonds, and those go at the end. We sell two-year bonds, and they go. We sell three-year, four-year, five-year, six-year, seven-year, eight-year, nine-year, and 10-year. It's not like you buy your house and you pay a mortgage. But we can find it. We can finance it that way. We can do a fixed cost. We don't usually do that. It costs more money over the life of the debt, but we can do that because sometimes people feel comfortable voting for that.
Yeah.
But this is basically the first year. It would go down from there.
Okay.
What you see.
Right. That's what it's what I'm interested
in. It's loaded for basically a full year. It won't happen. All right? So we're all good there. You can move down the agenda.
So next. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Next item on the agenda is advertising the treasurer's position.
Okay, and I gave you copies of this would be the ad. It's not much different than the last one, except we just changed the date that we want to receive these applications from.
So that's what we need to discuss.
And I also need to know whether you want it sent to the fire district's box or your own personal mail.
Oh, send it to the fire district's box. So,
and this is what will be on the website, and there are some changes that I made a lot of the changes that were the
from Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you propose that besides the Cape Cod Times and
well, you gave me the thing
for the Mass Treasurers,
yeah.
Should we do off Cape newspapers?
Should be able to put in the Beacon or put it up in the MMA. We're not a member, but if my firm is, I could probably, if they're buggers about it.
Yeah, that's not MMA.
No,
that Mass Municipal Association website. They usually
so
post.
If I get you a copy, you can...
I'll try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. They wouldn't. Why? They like people to go to their website. And people go there looking for work.
So, and what's the Beacon?
Well, the Beacon is the MMA's magazine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Monthly
yeah.
to their membership. That you would have to pay a classified ad. But if that's something you wanted to do, I think I could. I run an ad in it every month because I'm a member.
Mm-hmm.
So I could put another ad in too for you if you wanted to. So it just gets it out there.
And when do we want to schedule use for deadlines?
Well, if we get it, when do you want it to run in the Cape Cod Times? Starting Friday?
Friday, the 6th of May?
No. Friday, whatever's the next Friday.
That'd be the
29th. Yeah. So run it for 2 weeks? Is that long enough?
2 weeks? Okay.
No, not whole weeks, but...
2 weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, what did you do last time? Do you remember?
No
idea.
Ask me what I did 5 minutes ago. I can't tell you.
So that'd be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That'd be 6 times. That should be sufficient, don't you think? And what do we want to use for deadlines for receiving them?
Well, let's see. We want to have the person aboard in June to have a
little overlap.
So.
In May.
No, I think.
So if we're going to run it for
two weekends.
The second week, the date's on the second weekend.
The first weekend is April 30th and May 1st. The second weekend is May 7th and 8th.
So the 6th, 7th, and 8th, Friday, Saturday.
Right. Yeah, 29, 31, yeah. So do you want to have the deadline?
By the
Friday.
The 15th. Is that too late?
That's a Sunday, the 16th. It's either Friday the 13th or the 16th.
Let's do the 16th. That's not... Not superstitious.
Yeah, right. And then we can review those at our next meeting on the 23rd. Now, did we want to, Mike, did you say, I'm sorry, did you say we should have another meeting prior to, in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I think if you're willing, I think it would be good to get your motions nailed down.
Right.
Get, and ideally, if you want to go to the Village Association meeting in a
sort of like you know what we're talking about.
23rd. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
You know, we have the district election is on the 24th, and the district meeting is on the 25th, and you wanted to do something on the 23rd?
No, well, our regular meeting's on the 23rd.
So you could finish up your business, but it puts pressure on that meeting. So she's looking for something before that, which would be great.
So the ninth.
The chief just advised me he'll have the numbers. We'll have the numbers for you on the chair tomorrow.
Okay. So.
I have the numbers, but I just want to look at it.
Do you want to do the 9th?
May 9th?
May 9th?
Yeah.
What are we doing on the 9th?
Firming up the warrant.
Oh, the warrant. Okay.
Yeah, you'll be working on motions. The warrant is finished pretty much
right
tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Charlie, you're just going to proceed to post it?
Yep.
Okay. And then
you're not going to get your identifications prior to the
Well, they'll do that at the 9th. So we can give them.
You have to have the warrant posted. Excuse me.
Well, 7 days prior.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, we could actually hold off and vote a warrant that night. Get the chief's numbers dropped in instead of doing these, and then put your recommendations in there.
Yeah,
you can invite the water board in to deal with what you want to deal with before you put your final numbers on for that article. So, yeah, I would say we could be calling it a finishing the warrant if we're going to button it up that night,
okay.
And you still got time to post it adequately. Okay.
All right. So the 9th at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and we're only finishing up handful of
right,
figures
yeah.
in the articles, and that way you can allocate who's making which motion that
right.
night. Okay, sounds fair.
All set, Charlie?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mrs. Hadley, Mr. Goldstein, did you get a chance to look at the minutes from our last meeting?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Looked okay to me.
Okay.
Oh. Motion that we accept the meeting, the minutes from, what was it, the
11th of April.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. So moved.